Blackstone Audio presents Salisbury Hill by Susan M. Wyler. This book is read by Kate Redding. It takes the longest time to find your way. This is for Timothy. Part 1. The phone rang off the hook, she read, as she poured milky coffee from the saucer back into the cup. She wondered if old phones had startled with electricity, if they'd jumped right out of the cradle from the shock. With a blister on her heel from the recent heat and humidity, she folded down the back of her ballet flat. The cafe's air conditioning was up too high, and she had no sweater to cover her bare shoulders. She was trying to read a book her friend Tabitha had lent her, but it was filled with a tedious cast of artists in turn-of-the-century Paris, so she set it aside. Eleanor pulled her hair into a ponytail and swirled it into a bun, which she punctured with the stem of her glasses to hold in place. She pondered the word cradle. The cafe air was thick with roasted beans, and the waiter, who set her plate with a clatter on the zinc table, reeked of coffee from his pores. She thanked him, sat up in her chair, brought the cup to her lips, and sipped. Eleanor had elegant limbs and 3 feet of straight spine to the top of her head. Despite the challenges of being tall, she refused to stoop. Even in high school, once she got over the drama of being taller than many of the boys, she wore heels whenever she wanted to. These days, she wandered about the East Village in 5 different versions of ballet slippers. One for almost every...